Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
And we're back. Luckily, Kelly, nobody needed us to apologize for anything.
Huh. Wow.
So far, so good, everybody.
The most non-offensive morning show in the country.
We need to step it up.
We need to start talking about, you know,
you offend
Taliban
people.
Or something up in here.
You offend people, you can sell stuff for like $2 billion.
Yeah.
Let's offend somebody.
Well, we might offend a couple people here. Yesterday, we were talking about a reboot of a classic movie, Indiana Jones.
Mm. All right.
You don't touch that bad boy, but they want to redo it with Robert Pattinson.
Mm-hmm.
But we picked who we thought would work as the leading man.
Yeah.
What if I told you they were remaking the Indiana Jones movies?
Mm. I don't know, man. Sometimes you gotta leave well enough alone.
Who's gonna star in it?
They want Robert Pattinson.
See, I like Robert
Pattinson. It's not undoable.
But he's not. I don't think Indiana Jones when I think Robert Pattinson.
Because you've seen him only as a vampire.
Yeah, another contender for the role of Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I feel about this one either. I almost like Robert Moore, Bradley Cooper.
He could do it.
I could see Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's a good one, Al.
I don't know if he could
lose that accent.
Absolutely.
Have you ever heard him lose it in anything?
Well, just call it Southern Jones instead of Indiana.
Jamie Foxx is Indiana Jones.
I'd be thinking outside the box.
Yeah, right.
He'd be great as it.
He'd call it Washington, D.C. Jones, not Indiana. Had to be one of the cities that's, you know, known for having a lot of brothers.
Washington, D.C. Jones?
Yeah.
How about Detroit Jones?
Yeah, Detroit Jones.
Washington, D.C. Jones.
Southside of L.A. Jones.
That's another thing to it.
You know what? So weird that, Big Al, you mentioned Matthew McConaughey, and I mentioned Jamie Foxx because we were emailed.
Mm-hmm. We have a secret email.
We have a secret email of some audio from some screen test for this casting.
From Matthew McConaughey.
From Matthew McConaughey and Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Like,
what a coinkadink.
Who would have thought that we would have gotten the two people that actually were going for this role?
Right?
So we would like to play those for you.
Mm-hmm. Secret audio, y'all.
So secret. Oof. Nobody in the country or in the world has it except for us.
So secret, they don't even know about it.
They don't even know they did this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how secret this is.
Okay.
All right.
So we'd like to play you Matthew McConaughey's screen test.
For Indiana Jones.
For Indiana Jones.
Got it.
All right.
Indy approaches Elsa's bedroom door and knocks.
Elsa?
My room.
Mine too.
What was I looking for?
This.
The Grail Diary?
Mm-hmm.
You had it? You didn't trust me.
Look, what do you think is going on here? Since I've met you, I've nearly been incinerated. Mm-hmm. Drowned. Mm-hmm. Shot at.
Billy Bob or something.
And chopped into fish bait.
What?
We're caught in the middle of something sinister here. My guess is Dad found out more than he was looking for. And until I'm sure, I'm gonna continue to do things the way I think they should be done.
He pulls her to her and kisses her.
How dare you kiss me?
Now Elsa reaches for Indy and kisses him.
Just stick your tongue out.
Leave me alone. I don't like fast women. I like beef. It's what's for dinner.
Oh, wow.
And I hate arrogant men.
They barely sounded alive.
That was really hard to work with.
I mean, to poke him with a stick, get some life in that boy.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's probably...
I smell an Oscar.
You don't think Matthew's going to get the
part? I'm thinking Matthew's not the right choice for that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Matthew?
Based upon that lack of chemistry.
Matthew's a laid-back guy. Sometimes
Indiana Jones is
never laid back, ever.
That's why you got to switch it up. Even when you do the same thing every time.
Very assertive.
He's like kissing the girl and then like sticking his hand into someone's chest, pulling out their heart, like ready.
He's always got adrenaline flowing through his veins. That was Matthew McConaughey sucked at that.
Wow.
Oh,
I think he did awesome, personally.
Critic.
Well, I'm not going to criticize because I have a feeling Jamie Foxx will do equally as well.
Yeah, here is the tape of Jamie Foxx's audition for Indiana Jones, or as Al called it, Washington, D.C. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones?
Ooh. Indy knocks on the door. Willie is standing there in a tempting nightgown.
By the way, Willie's a girl. I had to be reminded.
Bring the music down.
What do you mean?
This
is a tape.
Bring the music down a little bit. Please.
Well, I'm just reminding everyone.
Oh, okay.
Because the name is Willie doesn't mean that's a boy.
All right. Oh, there you go.
What's up, my sweetness? Are you wearing them jewels to bed, my little Nubian princess?
Yeah, and nothing else. That shock you?
You know, I'm a scientist. I like doing research on certain nocturnal activity.
You mean like love rituals?
And maiden customs.
Oh, you're dying to come into my room, aren't you?
You want me so bad. Why don't you invite me?
We'll see who gives in first. I'll leave my door open.
Don't catch a cold.
Dr. Jones, 5 minutes. You'll be back here in 5 minutes.
You dreaming, Willie. You won't make it real. Knock on my door.
That was Cat Williams as Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Pimpin' since been pimpin' since been pimpin'.
That was Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Did you even listen to Jamie Foxx before you did this?
Nope. Got it.
I mean, before we got the thing.
Got it.
Cat Williams.
See, in case you were listening, you were looking for a talented morning show.
We're not talented, but we're not controversial.
No, we won't offend you, and we won't bog you down with all of that
talent.
Mindless
Sometimes
DJ
we might
talent.
Not even entertain you.
No.
I thought that was great.
It's the luck of the draw.
That was wonderfully done.
We never fake it. We never fake it.
No.
I thought Matthew McConaughey was in the room with us.
I didn't. No, it was Jamie Foxx. See, like I said, talent, no. But you know what? We will pass the time for you.
Wait, way to endorse our show. I think we're awesome.
Just keeping it real.
I think we're great. I think we're beautiful.
Maybe some things we should rehearse before we do them. That's just fun.
Probably right. I'm not gonna argue with that.
German.
I'm not gonna argue with that, actually.
I thought that was great. That was
of course beautiful. You do.
Wonderfully done by everybody.
As he's just looking in the mirror at himself. You were great.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
This might be tough for us to understand, but Courtney Love has fans out there.
I mean, to say I'm not.
Lots of fans. My wife happens to be a huge Courtney Love
fan.
That's
what I thought, yeah.
It blew Kelly's mind.
I just don't get that.
I don't get it either. But she loves Courtney Love. Right. Loves her.
Dirty. Love who you love.
Well, Courtney Love put up a new video for her web series. Yes, she has a web series. Where she talks about how much she loves roses.
I mean, to say I'm not crazy about roses is crazy because I love roses. I want a rose that's named after me, actually. I'm waiting for that moment. Dolly Parton has, Metallica has one. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that have them, mostly country celebrities. There's a Loretta Lynn. I bet there'll be a Scarlett Johansson because her name is Scarlett. I want a rose, a hybrid rose that's like glittering and silver that's named after me. So you can hybrid anything, and there's a way to get the roses, the petals to glitter now. I mean, I have in my will 1/100th of my estate goes towards the development of a silver glitter rose, just in case I get hit by a tractor in a cornfield, because I go to cornfields a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that she's highly entertaining in that little clip.
But 1/100th. That's interesting.
I wonder how much that would equate.
Probably, she has a lot of Kurt Cobain stuff, so I'm sure that's a lot of money.
But having something named after you, that's interesting, because we were talking about this yesterday in the office, and it turned into
a pretty good conversation.
Yeah. What would you like to be named after you?
I do think it's cool in celebrities, because they get, I don't know, guys, you probably don't notice this, but they'll have like the Lively. Like Christian Louboutin has a shoe called the Lively or the Blake.
Okay.
Well, or Scent.
So, a lot of shoes you don't realize are
lipstick shades.
Or perfume. Or purses like the Sienna. Like that's named after Sienna Miller.
You would get off on that. You'd like that.
You know, yes, I think. But there are Jenna shoes. It's obviously not after me. But yeah, I do think that's cool. But I have some other more meaningful things as well. I don't know what you guys come up with.
What would you like to be named after you?
Well, if it needs to be something living, like because she said a rose, you know, so something that's kind of alive, I would really like to breed a pug and a lion and have that breed of animal named after me.
What would you call it? The Jenna?
Yeah, a Jenna.
A Jenna.
A Jenna.
Yeah.
Like a jackalope. You know, it would just be a Jenna, and it's a pug lion.
See, that's funny because
is that physically possible?
That's what we're thinking.
Hey, if you've seen Doberman Chihuahuas,
but they're
possible.
Not. But lions and dogs aren't in the same family.
See, I went along the same lines as Jenna, because I also want an animal named after me.
Okay. I bet I can guess what kind of animal you
this,
want.
But this. I think could be done.
Chupacabra?
No. Oh, what? I don't want the chupacabra named after me. That's scary.
Yeah, what?
You take a squirrel, my favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
You take a hamster, a little tiny guy you can get in your house.
More pet-like.
You breed those two together, and you get a hamster squirrel. A
scramster. A ham squirrel.
A ham squirrel.
Ham squirrel. Okay.
And named out of JC. That would be the best pet ever.
A squirrelster.
Yeah, I like that too.
A squirrelster.
But name it JC.
All right.
Because but I want name it named JC.
I want it named after me.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be the best pet ever? A little squirrel that looks like a hamster, kind of.
So it just runs on a wheel and, and
eats nuts
and stares at you.
Man, I love squirrels. There are so many squirrels in our neighborhood, JC, and it's like they all have death wishes.
Yeah.
They run in front of
JC
car.
And I live across the street from each other, across the main road. Man, I saw one. I can't talk about it right now. It's so upsetting. But they just, they wait on the side of the road till the car comes, and then they decide to cross.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about it.
I just unfriended somebody on Facebook because I saw that they were golfing, and they hit a golf ball. And their drive, I guess, hit a squirrel, and that's not good.
What a shot.
But he put a picture up of the poor little squirrel after he got hit by the golf ball. So I said, no, sir. Hmm.
It's bad.
I think
our roads are littered with dead squirrels.
I think I would like... Now, this is two things, but they're kind of tied together.
Yeah.
I would like a dance named after me.
The Big Al Man.
You don't dance.
Well, see, here's the thing. Well, okay, let me explain
like
the other...
Like the Carlton.
Let me explain. Yeah, kind of.
What would your dance look like?
Well, see, that now I have to explain the second thing.
Okay.
Because they would be together, kind of. I would also like a swimming stroke named after me.
You
like
swim.
A breaststroke,
The butterfly.
They would come. Now,
only a,
I say
there's
I,
only
they should
a
name
few.
Drowning after you.
I say those two.
He Big Al'd it last night.
Well, see, I can kind of not drown. I can tread water.
You can doggy paddle.
So that could be my dance. That's why I said they kind of tie in together. I could kind of dog paddle. I'm not swimming.
So it's air drowning.
It's air swimming. There you go.
It, okay. Kid TBL's doing his air drowning.
See, this is what I do in the water. I'm not really dog paddling because I kind of do it like this. Sometimes I might get on my back
in the air.
And do it like this. So that could be a dance.
That's called a seizure.
Yeah, that is just seizing.
That's a seizure.
I've seen worse.
See?
I've seen worse dance moves.
A dance slash swim stroke. See, it's two in one.
Well, go to the club and get it going. Make a YouTube video.
I think you should start harassing Michael Phelps.
Get it to go viral.
To promote your new swim stroke.
Swim stroke slash dance.
I think it's actually a stroke.
Yeah. See, I've already had a menu item named after me at Big Al's.
Yeah.
You can have my breasts.
The first thing I've had named after
me. I loved it. There was a bar one time wouldn't it be nice to have a drink named after you that's like ordered all across the country? I mean, it's one thing when it's at
like
one.
A Palmer, it's one thing like an
like,
Palmer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have
like
that.
I had that. They did some sort of raspberry liqueur and a lemonade, and they named it the Kelly Raspberry. And I was like, oh, you really did that for me? I was so touched. And then they just did it for a week, like as a joke or something. But I was like,
Kelly, one of the most famous shots ever is named after you.
The redheaded.
Yeah. But that's not, you name it the Kelly Raspberry and then I'm on her.
Because
there's so many redheaded, you know. But you know what I really want?
What?
More than a drink?
This isn't named after me.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
When you go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you pull in, you cross over the city limits.
Uh-huh.
And you see that, welcome to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And below it you see, home of Vanna White.
Oh,
I want
and Kelly Raspberry.
No, I'm not from Myrtle Beach.
She's from Florence.
Whatever it'll be.
Of Florence.
That's what I want.
Welcome to Florence, South Carolina.
Home of Kelly Raspberry.
That's cool.
Tagged underneath. When you cross over the city line.
Well,
that's what I want.
We got a proclamation from the mayor, so it could probably get done.
And I got a little Kelly Raspberry day for the governor.
Yeah, you have your own day in your hometown of Florence.
See? North Myrtle Beach, hometown. I'm not lying. It says that.
Yeah.
Kelly, on Kid TV, you can see it. It says hometown of Vanna White.
Isn't this how this works? You're just, if you're the most famous person from that town or city.
See, unfortunately, I'm not the most famous person from Florence, South Carolina. Mark L. Wahlberg.
Oh.
Mark Wahlberg?
Not Mark Wahlberg. Mark L. Wahlberg.
Oh, the host?
The host is from Florence, South Carolina.
Me, the host? Mark L. Wahlberg, the Nickelodeon guy.
He had to add the L in because there's already a Mark out
there. Well, here's what we want to do. We want to do it for you, Kelly. So if you're in Florence, just take a cardboard box, tear that bad boy, and write, home of Kelly Raspberry, and go post it.
I kind of like that. I think that's very fitting.
Duct tape it.
Duct tape.
Take a picture, send it to us.
A coat hanger and some duct tape.
I guarantee you nobody will take that down. They'll leave that bad boy up there.
They'll take it down. Somebody might be moving. It's the first of the month. They might need the box.
Spray it with something so it doesn't get wet because it might rain. It might rain soon.
2x4s. Everyone has 2x4s, right?
Cardboard. 2x4.
Stop at Home Depot if you have enough time.
And I want it when you're coming off I-20. You have to have, when you cross the line.
Yeah.
It could be every Welcome to Florence sign, but the one there by Magnolia Mall.
Okay.
That's the one I want.
If they can't do that, what about just like a neighborhood, like a subdivision?
Nope. She wants home of Kelly Raspberry.
Well, I mean, I'd really rather have it on the city limit sign.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask me what I really want, I'll tell you what's perfect for her.
I'm not.
Now, we have some staff members here at the show that had some pretty interesting things they want named after them.
Okay.
Lacey, our phone screener, can you please get in here real quick?
All right.
Lacey had an interesting thing she wants named after her.
A boob job.
What?
A boob job named after her.
No.
Why would she want
a boob job? She already has boobs.
Not
boobs. Lacey hasn't had a boob job?
No.
Why do I think you had a boob job?
These are real and pretty. No. Now, this is a stretch. This would never happen. But a lot of people go into plastic surgeons and ask for specific things of celebrities. Like, I want Angelina Jolie lips. I want Kim Kardashian butt. I want somebody to want a Lacey G stomach.
Okay. Lacey G abs.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of work to do before anybody would want to aspire to have my tummy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want somebody to walk in and want the Lacey G special.
That would be like the most flattering thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the most interesting name too, Lacey. Lacey G.
Well, it's not going to be that much longer. Are you going to go by his name or are you going to stick with G and be all
feminist-y?
No, yeah, I'm going to take his last name. And I'm not going to do the hyphen either because that's really annoying. Hyphen your last name.
Lacey's getting married. When are you getting married?
In October.
In Ireland.
In Ireland.
I will not make it to that.
What's his last name?
You know what? You're not invited,
Bishop?
So it's okay.
G Bishop.
Lacey Bishop.
Yeah. Lacey Bishop.
So go out and ask for the Lacey G stomach. Anybody?
Lacey G coming?
Yeah.
Now, could we get the pickiest man on earth, Trey, in here, please?
Uh-oh.
Trey's
not
weird.
That picky.
Oh, Trey is picky.
About what?
About women.
He
wants me. Ain't that big.
This is the guy that says if Kate Upton threw herself at him, even years ago when she just did the Dougie video, and she was like hot,
she's not his type.
He goes, I wouldn't do it.
If he's willing to do me, and there's Kate Upton, obviously Kate Upton's not his type.
Well, you for like $3,000.
Yeah, he'd probably do Kate Upton.
Now you're making it ugly.
I'm not making it ugly. Yes, ma'am,
I would.
So you can get the Trey Peart stomach, by the way. Just ask for it any plastic surgeon.
Yeah? What's that look like?
Are you trying to take Lacey's bit, man. That was Lacey's stomach.
What is the thing you want to name?
I would like a new laundry folding position named after me.
I have that on my list, too. A technique.
Right? Now you're doing what you're doing.
Dad, you're stealing my bit.
I'm not stealing yours. Mine's written down, dude.
Okay, I see.
Trey said it yesterday. I was witness to it.
You have one in mind, or you just want anyone to think that you're just like such a Lothario? You're like, that's the Trey.
There are two different ones.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Two different ones. One of them.
I have a hard time believing you do different laundry
positions. Okay, here's Trey.
Trey practices.
Is another word for
three.
Uh-huh.
So does it involve three things?
The first one, I'll need like 15 minutes of warm-up yoga and a wooden rocking chair. The second one,
that's weird.
It's like a three-point position in football.
Three-point stance?
You gotta get creative with it, and you gotta get up and like on some sort of surface.
Family radio.
I know.
Family radio.
This is to fold your shirts after laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So stand like the like a tower, like the Eiffel.
Now, or, I just noticed something when you did that weird thing you just did. Are you wearing Christmas boxers?
I am wearing Christmas boxers in June.
Oh,
they were clean.
Wow. So the guy that has two laundry folding techniques named after him hasn't done laundry since the holidays.
No. I just wash them regularly.
If you notice, Trey will wear some Halloween boxers sometimes.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, I wear my Valentine with all
no
the time.
I have no problem with that.
My girlfriend just called, sent me a text and said they already have one named after you. It's called the Quickie.
She's listening?
You're so funny.
Your girlfriend's listening?
You're so funny.
I thought she didn't listen.
She's probably on her way to bed right now, on her way home.
Hey, if you're listening, Dr. Girlfriend, Al dated Millie Jackson.
What are you doing? What's up with that?
Just want to let you know.
Why are you trying to ruin the best thing Al's ever had?
Because she didn't know, he says.
That's all right.
He said my
and if you're listening, Jenna's got a condition in which you call her a prescription.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Oh, man. And if you're listening, I'll be over after work, you know.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You go. What would yours be called, Al, besides the Quickie? You didn't think that far?
The Big Al.
That's what it'd be called right there.
Al would be the Nappy.
The Nappy.
Because I'm sloppy.
Yeah. It'd be just called
Snoring.
Quit biting my flip-flop.
I'm tired. Just call it that. I'm tired.
You are tired.
All right.
I'm sorry, but
well, that was fun.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we're ready to give away some money with the high-low game.
Yeah, we are. It's time to play. In the last few weeks, we've been trying to give away $40,000. We're coming pretty doggone close to it. We've given away, what, $25,000 up to this point?
Mm-hmm.
And we still got more money, y'all. So it's time to play high-low right now.
Kelly.
Yeah.
You have your envelope?
I do. I'm going to open it right now.
Okay. Kelly has today's correct amount inside this envelope, and all you have to do is guess the amount in increments of 10. You get the amount correctly, you win that amount of money. And remember, it's somewhere between $1,000 and $2,500.
It's very important if you get through, you're on hold. Listen, Kelly's going to tell the guests, higher or lower, till we zero in on the exact dollar amount. Then that person's going to win.
That's how we do it. Kelly, you got that number?
I do.
You got it memorized?
I have.
Only Kelly knows the number, and we're going to get ready to play right now. Let's play high-low, and we'll kick it off with Josh. What is your guess?
$1,650.
It's lower than $1,650.
Okay. Vanessa, what is your guess?
$1,320.
It's higher than $1,320.
Okay, we got a little book in there. Brandon, what is your guess?
$1,470.
It's lower than $1,470.
Oh. Jennifer, what is your guess?
$1,480.
No, it's lower than $1,480.
All right, next one.
Okay.
You listening?
She said the guy before said $1,470. She got confused.
She didn't re-guess.
Tough beans.
Well, JC looked at me like I messed up.
No, I was looking at you because I was waiting for her to guess. Tish, what is your guess?
What about $1,360?
It's higher than $1,360.
Yeah.
Kaylin, what is your guess?
Is it $1,440?
It's higher than $1,440.
Okay. Okay. Rebecca, what is your guess?
$1,450.
Rebecca?
Yes.
You just won $1,450.
You're joking. You're really joking, aren't you?
No, we're not joking.
We're not joking.
I can tell you I'm joking, but I'm not.
God. Yes, we're buying a new house, and this is, oh, my God.
Tell me about it. Well, congratulations.
Sorry.
I want to know all about your new house.
We're having to move out of where we rent. We got told we had to move out within a month. So we actually bought a house within 2 weeks.
Panic. Well, I am so glad you won. You need this.
Stressful.
Good job, girl.
I've never gotten through ever.
Oh, you got through, Rebecca.
Picked a good time. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Right now. I'm sorry.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. Yes, married, and I'm 33. And when we always talk when we buy a house, we're planning on having a child after that.
So. Aww.
Wow, we just started your family.
That's baby money.
Yeah.
Can you name your kid Hilo for us, please?
It's actually kind of cute.
Yeah.
Rebecca, you enjoy that money. How much did she win again, Kelly?
$1,450.
Boom.
$1,450 for you, Rebecca. You enjoy it, okay?
Thank you so much. much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's your big pay. The reason you're alive. Your talents magnify. And you finally have a ride. It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
Jenna? What if I'm new to listening to the show and I don't know what the big break is? Can you please tell me?
Well, lucky for you, I do know.
Thanks, Jenna.
The big break is this contest we're having, and we're actually just really trying to find the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had people between the ages of 13 and 17 years old submit audition videos.
Yeah.
Just telling us about yourself, doing a little cover of a popular song that you like, and a little piece of your original song, and we've actually managed to get it narrowed down to 8 semifinalists right now. We're going to narrow that down to 4 by online voting, and then the winner of this just gets all kinds of stuff from the Linda Septian group. You know, she's the vocal coach to the stars, Demi Lovato, Destiny's Child, Selena Gomez, Jessica Simpson. She's made a lot of superstars, and you are going to get one-on-one coaching. You're going to get a song recorded and a video. You're going to get to do this performance showcase in front of a bunch of big record label reps.
The sky is the limit.
Yeah, I mean, so this could really be your big break into the music industry.
And we get to say we discovered you.
Yep. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Do we have that song? If you have a favorite, get a piece of this?
If you have a favorite out of these 8, the last day to vote is tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
We're going to pick the 4 finalists after this week.
Yeah.
So you have until tomorrow at 10 Central. That's when we cut off the voting.
P.M.?
No.
A.M.
We're a morning show.
Okay.
We're a morning show.
Well, but we're not here after 10
That's true.
A.M.
That's
Central,
true.
So
it'll be 10 a.m. Central. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I got to specify it.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
These young people today have no respect. No respect for the elderly.
You know how long I've been here?
I'm not elderly. Look at them.
I've been up in here long before you even born. Before you even an inkling in your daddy's loins.
But this is cool. Because
inkling?
What?
Okay. Well, if you already have fans, though, that's what's cool. If you're listening and you didn't get a chance to hear our 8 semifinalists the other day, we gave them a little bit of a challenge, right?
Yeah. We said we want another cover. That's what we said. So
we love covers.
We gave them a day to get a cover together.
All right.
So we're going to play those covers for you right now.
Yeah.
So you could keep getting to know these contestants. And maybe if you like one of them, go vote for them at kidnation.com.
Got it.
Also, you can use the hashtag big break and add the name of the kid.
The first name. Yeah
if got that's it. Your favorite. So okay. We'll kick it off here with Madison Applegate covering The Cure.
Show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said. She threw her arms around my neck. Show me how you do it. And I promise you, I promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you.
16 years old, singing all nice and stuff.
She plays the guitar, ukulele, mandolin, and banjo, and that's hashtag Big Break Madison.
All right.
Now let's see what 15-year-old Austin Kiefer decided to do. He decided to cover Katy Perry.
Cool.
Interested to hear this bad boy.
Unconditionally, I love you.
He enunciates very clearly.
He does. Very articulate.
He's got a big voice.
He does.
Yeah.
That's Austin. Hashtag Big Break Austin.
Okay. Who's next?
Lauren Gale. She's 15. She plays the guitar and a little piano, and she sang a Corinne Bailey.
Corinne Bailey Ray.
There you go. Thanks, Jenna.
Your dreams, just go ahead and your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow.
Nice.
I like that too.
Everybody's so mellow.
No.
Well, you wanna show off them vocals.
Yeah.
Let's see if Sydney Mitchell stayed chill. She decided to cover a little train action. Wait for it. Come on, Shannon.
Wow.
Thank you.
But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make a to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded. That heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar. And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there?
Nah, 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 nah. Well done.
Nice. Yeah, I like it.
Our lone 14-year-old.
I'm just starting to feel like all the little teenagers in the country are depressed.
No, I'm not depressed.
They're also sad.
These are acoustic performances. I guarantee you, once you get these kids in front of a band, they go off.
All right.
No. Our lone 14-year-old, Griffin Holtby, decided to cover neon trees.
Okay. It started with the whisper.
There you go.
There you go.
That was when I kissed her. And she made my lips hurt. I couldn't even chit-chat. Take me to your love share. Mama's always got a backtrack. Everybody talks, babe.
Hey. Is that better, Kelly? A little upbeat for
you? Yeah, I want some upbeat.
I like that.
That's I mean, I don't know if this is inappropriate to say, but Griffin's bedroom wall is awesome. It's covered in graffiti of bands that
Not that
loves.
She's seen it personally.
No,
it's on video.
You can see all of our contestants by going to kidnation.com where you vote, but it's just cool that he's just paying tribute by graffiti to
his favorite artist. Yeah, he's got Coldplay, Maroon 5, BB King, Flea.
I think it's just with Sharpie, but it's cool.
Now, we're asking you guys to hashtag these. Now, remember, a hashtag is not a vote.
No.
You got to go to kidnation.com to vote.
You but talk about them.
Yeah. You got to share it with your friends and stuff.
If you hashtag it, your friends that are following you will see it, and they'll get to Kid Nation, and they'll vote for your favorite.
There you go.
And they'll get a little extra vote going.
All right.
Now, our youngest contestant, right? Cela Hack. Cena covers Bruno Mars. She's 13.
13. Small girl, big voice.
Yeah, you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven for too long.
That's Jenna's jam.
You guys, it might just be like one of my favorite songs ever.
Okay. Didn't you say that song? That song turns you on, Jenna.
That's why.
Song does everything for me.
But not when it's sung by a little preteen girl.
I didn't get. No. Yes. Well, but that was great, Cela. Thank you.
Not to be confused with Austin Kiefer. This is a different Kiefer. This is Kiefer Dietrich singing a cover from the Icarus account.
Man, Jenna? You sounded confident with that.
Jenna?
The Icarus account. No, I'm not. I know I'm supposed to be the go-to. I'm
familiar?
Not. I'm not an expert. No, I'm not familiar with the Icarus account. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
I said, ooh, I think I love you. Ooh, I think I love you. I love you. My favorite girl.
If you go to kidnation.com and you watch Kiefer's video, he uses the dog to his advantage.
Oh, yeah. He has
a guitar and a dog.
He's got a guitar and a dog, ladies.
All right. That's a country 16? Song waiting to happen
there. He knows.
And he's 16, so he could probably drive, maybe.
16, probably plays a guitar. Maybe. Crazy.
You never know.
All right. Who's the last one?
And our eighth contestant of our eighth semifinalist, Hannah Weitzel.
Weitzel. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I keep messing up your name. I don't know what.
W-E-I is normally going to be Y.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I mean, just...
Why?
Play your clip.
The origin of the name.
I before E, except after C.
Weitzel.
Or sound like Weitzel, A as a neighbor in way.
Oh, we'll know if she goes... When she gets famous, we'll know. It's like Bieber. They used to call him Bieber.
Think about the beer. Hefe.
Weizen.
Think about neighbor. A.
Think about Weitzel.
Weitzel. Weitzel. It would be Weitzel.
Weitzel. Weitzel.
Or my best friend Claudia.
Anyway, she covers Imagine Dragons.
I'm waking up. I feel...
I like that too, man.
I love her voice. This is going to be tough. It's up to you to vote. Go to kidnation.com.
Yeah, you guys are going to pick our four finalists, and you got to do it by tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
The confidence.
Central.
I know you have, there's another 10. There's 10 p.m.
There are two 10. Unless you're in military time.
But that's true.
It'd be 1,000 hours. 10. Right?
No, it's not 1,000.
Yeah, it'd be 1,000.
Ours is, but the night time is
be 2,200 hours. Is that the night?
Yep. We're not smart, but we'll figure it out.
Man, it always throws me
talk
off.
It out.
It's just minus two for that. Right?
Yeah. Last night, the CMT Awards took place.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just, you know, found someone that's going to end up being on the CMTs one day.
One of these kids could end up on the CMT Awards last night. And if you say, oh, well, some of those kids are top 40. Oh, there was some top 40 going on.
Really?
Last night on the CMT.
They kicked off with Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Who knew?
Now, let's just say it was a bit awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jason's fault.
Did he talk dirty?
What happened?
He sang Talk Dirty to Me. Yeah. Everybody loves that song.
He did a little medley with Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, and ZZ Top.
Countryed it up.
Yeah.
He didn't too much.
They did.
Talk Dirty to Me.
ZZ Top, and it was the Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryan, and then suddenly Jason pops up out of the ground, and he sings Talk Dirty to Me, and everybody loves it. So they didn't country it up, but the country guys sang on it.
Yeah, okay. And it sounds country when they sang. Yeah, we do have a clip of that right here.
A Talk Dirty to Me. The CMT Awards!
Come on!
This is it. Come on!
We're back to there. It was a weird transition, let's be honest.
Did Jason sing on the country songs?
He did. He sang the chorus.
Yeah,
that
he
was
helped
the
out.
End.
Okay. They were just doing medleys.
And they tried. This is what makes me so angry about people that direct these types of shows. They're showing the guys on stage doing a little dance with Jason Derulo, and instead of showing us a dance, they cut to the audience to show us what the audience thinks.
No,
and
we
the
don't
audience
care.
Is sitting there smiling. I'm like, can I please see what Florida Georgia Line's doing with
them.
Jason Derulo right now, please?
Unless it's Carrie Underwood, then I do want to see what she's doing.
No, that's what I just said.
That's
exactly
what I just
said.
She wants to see the audience, yeah.
No, I want to see Carrie Underwood watching them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I want to
play. Oh, if she's in the audience.
In the audience. That's the only thing I want to watch in the audience.
But I'll tell you, it was a dirty. I don't normally watch the CMT Awards, but I've seen all the Kristen Bell promos leading up to it. It's the first time she hosted alone. They did a skit about that. It's her third time hosting, first time solo.
Yeah.
A little dirty. I was kind of surprised because country music is usually a little bit more
conservative.
Way more conservative,
but did you
more
see
God-fearing and stuff like that.
But look at it now. Look, they dress different now.
They do dress different.
You've
got Jason Aldean showing up with the woman that broke up his marriage.
Right, so that's...
Maybe
the woman he's busted.
Does
his wife know?
I'm thinking...
They divorced.
I'm thinking...
The reason they got divorced is because he got caught kissing this girl in the bar, and he brings her to the red carpet.
I'm sitting there thinking, Jason Aldean's right there with the girl he... left his wife for it, and his wife is probably at home watching this with the kids.
I doubt she
That's horrible. Oh, I bet you she was watching.
Gosh, how many songs are going to come out of just the CMT Awards?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's a country song right there.
But now, I mean, Kristen Starts...
My wife saw me kissing a girl in the bar, now she divorced me.
Kristen Starts with a dirty, you know, like a risque song about men wearing too tight jeans, and you can imagine the problem that happened.
Shout out to that. I see that a lot lately.
And then ends it with her husband making dirty jokes. I was just like... Maybe this is a little bit too edgy for me.
She used an animal, the moose.
Yeah.
Reference.
But in between, there were a lot of interesting performances.
Gotcha. Yeah, there were some great performances.
What were the highlights?
Kelly, did you know Little Big Town wrote a song about what you're trying to push?
Everybody
this year?
Was letting me know about it.
Yep.
Daydreaming.
Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling all right. I know you know what I'm thinking. Why don't we do a little daydreaming?
Who thought they listened to our show?
They're all wearing white outfits, and they all get blasted with with paint.
Yeah.
And at the end, they showed them backstage, and except for their skin being covered in paint, their outfits looked gorgeous. I'm serious. It was like these white outfits covered in all these paint splatters. It was beautiful.
It's a copy.
I liked it, though.
And Jason Derulo was not the only brother at the CMT.
Really?
Did he show up again?
No.
They had two brothers, kind of like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Who's got the biggest ballad in the country right now?
Oh, John Legend.
Yep.
John Legend showed up on stage with Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland, and they sang All of Me. See what you think.
All of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all.
Hearing it, I listened to this last night on TV, and I wasn't extremely impressed. I felt like they didn't really connect with the song together.
That
but
song wasn't meant to be sung that way.
Listening back to it, it sounds a little bit better. Hunter Hayes was playing the guitar.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
That little guy, he knows how to play some guitar.
Look, I think live shows are hard, even with, you know what I mean? When they do these things, the sound quality is not, never is.
It's not like their concerts.
Yeah.
But Blake Shelton was really excited because, you know, nobody's ever really come off The Voice and done, you know, name anybody that's won The Voice. You know, you really can. Yeah. That's had
Javier.
A career, right?
Right.
What?
That Javier guy?
Yeah, that Javier. See, nobody's had like
is that
career.
The one that came in
and
here?
His little, his little,
that Javier guy.
His little contestant, that Cassidy Pope.
Mm-hmm.
He was more excited about her winning an award than himself.
She's doing great though.
Yeah, she got like the rising. I don't have the list in front of me. Like rising star, breakthrough star, something like that. And she came up, and he was really proud of her because that was his girl from The Voice.
Now, for months, Kelly, you've said that you've sensed that Blake Shelton and Miranda have had some issues.
Yes.
Did you sense that last night with the way they were acting around each other?
I stand by my bold statement.
She's not going to go back on a word.
Because one day it's going to come true. It might be 10 years from now.
I told you.
But she didn't thank him in her speech because she did win an award. She didn't thank Blake.
See, I didn't.
And she didn't kiss him.
I had to leave for a while last night and I had some other stuff going on. So I didn't see her win. So I don't know what happened. I did come back in time. I got home in time to see her and Carrie Underwood perform.
At Carrie Underwood.
She could have picked a more flattering dress, let's be honest.
That was a great, what are you talking about?
The one she sang in that song, it was not flattering.
You act like that's like your wife, like she can do no wrong and wear nothing
unflattering. She's my celebrity wife. She looked good.
So she didn't thank him again last night?
Miranda, no, she did not.
I'll thank him. He's going to be in town in 2 weeks.
You're not going to meet him.
Did you get that in your newsletter?
I'm a BSer. He's going to be in town. He's doing a show on the 21st. All right, so... Now, when the Kardashians came to town, I made a sign. Conan came to town, I did a sign.
Well, the only time it's worked has been with Khloe
Kardashian.
Khloe
Kardashian. She came by, took pictures with the sign, had a drink.
Which makes her the nicest celebrity ever.
Ever. So, I don't know what to put on my sign for Blake, though, because I don't want to be like overbearing guy, but I want to be like, come on in here, Blake guy.
I already told you yesterday. We were on point with the thing we came up with yesterday.
I'll be your honeybee.
No, Blake Shelton drinks for free,
and I'll be your honeybee.
See, that'll work.
I'll put that on the sign.
And if you bring Luke Bryan, I'll come. That guy's so cool.
Hey, will you throw Paul McCartney on the sign? Because he's going to be in town a few days before Blake.
That's going to have to be a big sign.
Got to wheel Paul up, dear.
I don't
Paul
care.
Paul gets out as
Al, the only insects welcome in here are beetles.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, we love interacting with you.
Yes, we do.
Every single morning. And I know it's tough to get through the phone lines. I know. That's why we like to interact on Facebook and on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty active on there, except Al forgot his Instagram password again.
Yeah. He just joined, actually.
Forgot it.
And he posted an accidental photo, and then he can't.
It's got a lot of likes, though.
Yeah. But we had a topic that we talked about how your kids get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Because a guy from China was in South Korea, and his kid... drew all over his picture on his passport, and
guy couldn't leave the country.
The South Korean officials were like, "Hey, man, we don't know if this is you. You can't leave." So he got stuck in South Korea. And his
you
family.
Don't have a mustache and blacked out teeth and boggly eyes.
Right?
You don't have a flower tattoo on your forehead. So we asked you, what have your kids done to get you in trouble? And we got a lot of responses on Facebook. So we want to continue reading those because some of them are pretty hilarious. Like Amber Wheeler, who wrote in and said, I got pulled over, and the officer was just going to give me a warning until my toddler threw his shoes out the window and hit the officer in the face.
Oh.
Ticket was $175.
Oh.
Thanks.
How about this one? Vincenta Rivas wrote, when I was in the shower, my 4-year-old son called 911 crying and telling them the house was on fire. He couldn't get out. He was scared for his life. That's a lot of words for a 4-year-old. I rushed out of the shower when I heard someone banging on my front door. It was the firefighters yelling, get out of the house, it's on fire. We had to attend a class to teach young kids what an emergency 911 call is.
He was practicing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
All right, this one says, when my daughter was in the second grade, I went to pick her up after school, and the principal asked me to come to his office because he had something to discuss with me. At recess, my daughter was passing out balloons to all the other kids. He pulls out a paper bag full of condoms. She had raided my drawer and took them to school. I couldn't look at that man for the rest of the year. By the way, my daughter's principal is a Baptist minister.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? That was a married couple.
That's right?
Yeah.
And, you know, balloons
Jamie
are
fun. Lynn Blankenship says, my daughter woke up early, so I handed her my iPhone, told her to lie in bed and play games for a while, you know. So she kept waking me up trying to show me the awesome clothes she just got at some mall game she was playing. An hour later, I had 15 emails from iTunes thanking me for my many purchases. I had never disabled the in-app purchases, and my child spent $600 on fake clothes for her fake friends at the fake mall. I asked her to tell me exactly what she'd done in the game. She said she just kept clicking on that ATM machine over by the food court. It took a while to get the money refunded. I wasn't able to pay my bills in the meantime.
Yeah, they make it so easy to buy stuff on iTunes sometimes in those games.
Kids just know money.
It's easy to buy, and then it's impossible to get it back.
All right, how about this one? Oh, Kelly would not like if this happened to her. Lucinda Mitchell Charami writes, I had to return a brand new microwave because it kept turning off, and my four-year-old daughter decided to tell the sales lady the truth. She said, it doesn't work because mommy dropped it on the floor. The exchange was not allowed. Thanks, kid.
Wow.
Four-year-olds
in the middle of
the
store. Now you got
to
tuck your tail and walk out of the store with the microwave.
Can't, you know, your child knows to tell the truth despite the consequences.
Oh, man. That's funny.
That's a Kelly Raspberry trait right there.
Yeah.
Keeping it honest.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we're back. We have many a great listeners that we interact with on Twitter. And Kelly, you have become friends with one of them.
Elena, about a year ago, not even a year ago, we asked listeners, you know, if you want to ask us a question or you want us to call us on the radio or something, and she messaged us on Facebook. Remember when we did that and we called our listeners and talked to them?
Yeah.
And she was so fun on the radio. And I said, I know you. You're on my Twitter all the time. You're the queen of all selfies. This girl knows how to work.
She can do a selfie.
A selfie, man. Gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
And so we got her on the phone and she was so fun. We actually met her at Big Al's bar one time. She keeps up with Jenna. I know a lot on Instagram. Not me so much because I forget to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she's on the phone right now.
She's a resident of Kid Nation.
Yeah, she is. She lives in Kid Nation Town.
It's what we would call a P1.
Uh-huh. So she tweeted me the other night and said, are you going to interview the Spelling Bee champion? I was like, no.
What a random
Kelly Raspberry at the Spelling Bee.
You know
no.
what? Why don't you take your iPhone? It's got a recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Record it. And if it's any good, we'll play it back.
Yeah. We have Elena on the phone right now. Hi, Elena.
Hey, guys.
Elena, the queen of all selfies.
What's up, baby?
Davies. How did you score an interview with the national champ?
I know, the Spelling Bee champ.
Okay, it's a pretty big deal. This guy is actually, he's like famous now. He's going to be on Jimmy Fallon on Friday. And so I'm like, that kind of makes me the same as Jimmy Fallon, right?
Because, yeah,
like,
close.
Jimmy Fallon's going to interview him, and I did. So I'm like, I'm on that level. But he attends the school that I went to.
So you got an in.
Private school. Yeah, Bethesda Christian School in Fort Worth, and they were sending a bunch of emails to me the other day about this big celebration they were having for him, and they were saying that a bunch of news crew and radio stations and a bunch of media were going to be there.
Not us.
I was like, oh yeah, Kid Craddock in the Morning, going to be there, I'm going.
All right, I like that.
He's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, okay.
Now backstage.
How did you feel that Kelly sent you to work? Yeah. No, I'm not going to be there to hang out with you, but would you go do our job?
You know what? Like, sure, why not? I mean, I suck at it, but I'll do it.
It's an opportunity.
You don't know if you suck at it. We haven't heard it yet.
You're great at it.
You know what? Either way, now I'm talking to y'all, so that's exciting.
Exactly. Plus, we scored an exclusive interview with the National Spelling Bee champion before Jimmy Kimmel.
Or Fallon. Which one?
One of those.
Elena, I gotta say, I love the photo you took with the Spelling Bee champ because it looks more like you're taking a selfie and he's photobombing it.
Right.
I love your photos because that's what it often is.
Have you ever taken a selfie before? He's like, yeah, no. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to teach you because I know a little something about it.
Yeah, you
all right.
Now, backstage, are there like a lot of groupies hanging out trying to get at the Spelling Bee champion?
Good question, Al.
Totally. Yes.
I figured.
Yeah, we wonder.
It was hard to even get a minute.
Did he have, like, tight security, like a bunch of dudes, like bodyguards?
Yeah. Huge guys,
yeah. Yeah,
Yeah. But weed smell all in the air and stuff.
Oh,
all
stop right. it. He's a teenager.
Well, making her making her debut as a reporter for the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's give
it up for Elena
and
the Spelling Bee champ. Here we go.
And Sun Sujo. So, what do you like to do in your free time, like, aside from reading the dictionary?
Well, aside from that, I like playing music. I play piano, guitar, and bassoon. And other than music, I would probably be doing math, or I would be probably playing some sports or fun. Maybe.
So you do math in your free time. Have you ever tried napping?
Well, other than the regular 8 to 9 hours sleep, I nap.
Okay, you should definitely check it out. I enjoy it.
I've tried it out. It's just...
Not as much fun as, like, calculus?
No, it's not fun.
That's great. You won $30,000. What are your big plans with the $30,000? You think you should, like, get a new car or maybe, like, down payment on a house? Or what's the plan?
Probably put it in the college savings.
Yeah, that's probably the responsible thing to do. I recommend it. I mean, the car would be more fun, but, you know... College, I've heard good things about it. Okay, so how many dates have you been asked on since the big win? Now that you're a minor celebrity, are the girls just flocking to you?
Well, it's not like that. I mean, they congratulate you, but I'm not going any further than that.
Well, I loved your bow tie. Okay, my last question is: have you heard of the term spelfie?
Yes.
So after this little interview, can I take a spelfie with you?
Okay,
thank you so much.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Invented a word.
A spelfie.
A spelfie.
And you sounded like the selfie girl from the song.
Yeah. That was great. That was great.
Well done, Elena.
That was fantastic. My first interview was with Raquel Welch, and it was
awful.
It bombed. I forgot her name in the middle of the interview.
Well, I was nervous about that, too, because his name is not super easy.
Right.
No.
I was practicing it before.
Well, you did great. You did a great job. You were prepared. The hardest part of interviews, I think, is going in between, like transitioning in between your questions, especially when someone answers like, "I love math," and "No, I've never taken a nap," and you're like, "Where do I go?"
She just came back with a compliment every time.
It was perfect.
And then you invented a word.
Nothing to relate to because I don't like math. I love math. So.
Well, you're our official interviewer of the show now.
Yeah.
Whenever we can't make it.
Yeah, we can't make it. You're on the case.
Which happens a lot.
We're not going to pay you, so I hope that's
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to pay.
That's actually just fine.
Free drinks.
Elena Davies, thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, I heard that, Big Alan. I will pick you up.
All right, baby. No problem.
Now, it's not just for Elena. If you want to take part in this and you see somebody famous out and about, go ahead and interview them.
Your cell phone has a little record device on there. Yeah, you can get interviews for us.
Yeah. Yeah. You can video it if you want, or you can just record it if you want. And if it's good or if it's not so good.
We know the Kid Nation's out there, out and about in the streets, talking to the people, because that's what we want to do here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing.
We have a lot to live up to measure up to.
Actually,
the queen of all selfies.
Don't put the pressure on yourself like it has to be great.
It doesn't have to be good.
Actually, don't make it in the middle.
Yeah.
If it's really great or really terrible, we're going to put it on the air.
Yeah.
If it's great, we'll play it. And if it sucks, it's even better, right, Al?
And think, the more you do, the less we have to do.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.